A congressional committee has begun an investigation following complaints of sexual harassment against a Boston University professor. The professor led research expeditions to Antarctica, where the alleged harassment occurred. The congressional committee notified BU yesterday that it's seeking documents related to the assault investigation, as well as documents related to the more than $5 million in federal research funding the professor received. WBUR's Fred Tice has more now, and a warning. His story contains language and descriptions that may be upsetting to some listeners.
One of the reasons Congress is interested is that the professor received more than $5 million in federal grant research. In 1999, when she was a graduate student, Jane Willenbrink says she made a promise to herself that one day she would report what she calls the horrific treatment she received during fieldwork in Antarctica.
It was possibly the worst experience of my life.
The long-ago promise to someday tell the story helped her get through the abuse she says she experienced. Last year, feeling secure in a new tenured position, Willenbrink sent off a letter to Boston University describing what she says happened during her first Antarctic summer with her supervisor, David Marchant. He was then an assistant professor in earth sciences at BU, widely recognized already for outstanding research on the East Antarctic ice sheet. His research changed the way people understand the stability of that ice sheet. He has a glacier named after him. But Willenbrink says he revealed another side on that trip.
It was all sort of remarks about how bad I was, what a slut I was, how stupid I was, how I didn't belong in science. There are constant comments about my body, and it also got quite physical. He would push me down and sort of attempt to dominate me, sometimes even sitting on top of me and spitting on me.
One week, Willenbrink says, Marchant threw rocks at her every time she urinated in the field. A year before that trip, Chicago-area high school science teacher Hillary Tully reports a similar experience with Marchant in Antarctica. Tully traveled through a National Science Foundation program that sends teachers to Antarctica.
As soon as we got off the helicopter in Beacon Valley, he grabbed me by my arms and shoulders and wheeled me around and almost threw me to the ground and called me the C word and an idiot bitch and said, you know, we don't have time for sightseeing. We have to set up camp. And I don't think I had taken two steps yet.
Later, during meals, Tully says Marchant made regular comments about her breasts. Another graduate student was present during both Willenbrink's and Tully's expeditions to Antarctica with Marchant. The student, Adam Lewis, told WBUR he witnessed Marchant being cruel to Willenbrink and using coarse sexual language. And he says Marchant made grotesque sexual comments about Tully's body when she was not around. Tully and Lewis have both written letters that are included in the Title IX sexual harassment complaint Willenbrink has brought against Marchant at BU. Another former BU graduate student has filed a separate complaint. Marchant did not agree to an interview, but emailed a brief statement citing the Boston University investigation. It says, in part, I do not wish to compromise the integrity of that investigation by making any comments before the investigation has been completed. Marchant is on leave from his position as chairman of the Earth and Environment Department. In Hillary Tully's view, the harassment she says she experienced has an impact on the entire scientific community.
Dave Marchant stole from science because he pushed people out and he derailed careers, which means that some important science probably never will get done. And some perspectives are never going to be listened to because people left the field.
Certainly women and gender minorities in particular are really pushed out because of the ways that they're consistently discriminated against, that there are consistent implicit biases that are making them feel unwelcome.
Catherine Kelly is the author of a 2014 study that found 70% of women field scientists reported having been sexually harassed, primarily by their superiors. The survey found that the harassment was overwhelmingly aimed at trainees. Clancy concludes from her continuing research that sexual harassment, more than any other barrier, is driving women from science.
What we found was that people who had, you know, abusive or harassing experiences in the field were much more likely to make lateral career moves. So say they were working at one field site, they're going to move to a different field site or take a step down. You know, say they have a job with some esteem, they're going to take a job at a lesser institution to get away from a harasser. And a number of people left science altogether.
There is a David Marchant lab at BU. Among other discoveries, it contains what the team believes is the oldest ice in the world. Air bubbles in it can reveal what the atmosphere was like millions of years ago. Here is Marchant himself in a video on his website.
In particular, we want to understand the CO2 content of that ice, because some of this ice formed when the Earth was a little bit warmer than today during the Pliocene.
It's in the Marchant lab that postdoctoral researcher Sean Mackay meets me. He's been to Antarctica with Marchant 5 times in recent years. He says Marchant expects a lot of everyone who goes with him to Antarctica, but he's never seen Marchant treat women differently from men.
Absolutely not. I've noticed him in the field being demanding and being exacting and expecting quality work. I have not in the least noticed him treat men and women differently.
Mackay says on these expeditions, people are tired and hungry and cold and uncomfortable and isolated.
It can feel intense and it can feel heavy, but there is nothing that I have ever seen in his behavior which represents the type of abusive behavior which I've heard in these allegations. Or not even anything that would be construed as abusive behavior. But certainly, he can be demanding, and he can expect high-quality work.
Mackay says the removal of Marchant from Antarctic research will be a significant blow to the pace of scientific discovery in Antarctica. Jennifer Berglund, a BU program administrator who has traveled to Antarctica with Marchant but who declined a recorded interview, says she's worked closely with Marchant for the past 5 years, both in the field and at Boston University, and her experiences have always been extremely positive. During that time, she says, Marchant has always been supportive of her and her career and that of the other women and men she's observed working with him. In La Jolla, California, at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at UC San Diego, Jane Willenbring is now an associate professor. When she got back to Boston University from Antarctica, Willenbring says she did not report the abuse she says she suffered. She says she feared retaliation. That, she says, prompted her to wait all these years until she received tenure. But job security was just one factor in her decision to come forward.
And then two other things happened. I also had graduate students who were women of my own, one of whom went to Antarctica. And I also had a daughter who told me that she wanted to become a scientist.
A year after Willenbring filed her complaint, Boston University is still investigating. It explains the delay in a statement that says, in part, the accusations involve harassment that is alleged to have occurred as long as 18 years ago in Antarctica, and it's taking time to reconstruct circumstances, identify witnesses, and verify facts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.